Hachette Audio presents Hollywood Crows, written by Joseph Wambaugh, read by Christian Rummel.
Chapter 1.
Dude, you better drop that long knife, the tall, suntanned cop said. At Hollywood Station, they called him Flotsam by virtue of his being a surfing enthusiast. His shorter partner, also with a major tan, hair even more suspiciously blonde and sun-streaked, dubbed Jetsam for the same reason, said, sotto voce, Bro, that ain't a knife. That's a bayonet in case you can't see too good. And why didn't you check out a taser and a beanbag gun from the kit room is what I'd like to know. That's what the DA's office and Fid are gonna ask if we have to light them up. Like, why didn't you officers use non-lethal force? Like, why'd that engine have to bite the dust when you could have captured him alive? That's what they'll say. I thought you checked them out and put them in the trunk. You walked toward the kit room. No, I went to the John. And you were too busy ogling Ronnie to know where I was at, Jetsam said. Your head was somewhere else. You gotta keep your mind in the game, bro. Everyone on the midwatch at Hollywood Station knew that Jetsam had a mega crush on Officer Veronica Ronnie Sinclair and got torqued when Flotsam or anybody else flirted with her. In any case, both surfer cops considered it sissified to carry a taser on their belts. Referring to Section 5150 of the Welfare and Institutions Code, which all cops use to describe a mental case, Flotsam whispered, Maybe this 5150's trashed on PCP, so we couldn't tase him anyways. He'd swat those darts out of him like King Kong swatted the airplanes. So just chill. He ain't even giving us the stink eye. He just maybe thinks he's a wooden Indian or something. Or maybe...